This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1222. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 123 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and personalized vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Are you a patient person or not so patient? Today, get one key phrase to get more peace in your relationships and in your head. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Michelle, I'm so excited to be recording one of my first official episodes here in LA. It's crazy. I made it to California.
That is awesome. Oh my gosh, how are you liking it so far?
Oh my gosh, the weather is sunny, or like I said earlier, sunny or sunny and hot. Like it's,
yeah.
I mean, that's kind of why we came here, is that like there's no doubt that the weather is going to be clear skies and sunny pretty much every day. It's insane. Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that I would love to have, as you know. That's so exciting, Lindsay. I'm so excited to hear all about your trip and your new, you know, living situation and being in LA. And I just think it's going to, I think our listeners are going to really love hearing about it as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's quite the adventure. I already feel like LA is just is so different. And the one thing that's going to be tough for me to get used to is the car culture.
Yeah.
Because I love walking. You do too, right, Michelle? I mean, you're a New York girl.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I remember we were talking about this once because I said, like, you know, oh, we're talking about LA. And I said, oh, that's, I feel like that. Yeah, knowing you and like how you're kind of similar to me in that walking way, I could see that will be like one kind of, you know, growing pain maybe.
Yeah. Oh, you should have seen the, you know how when people cringe in their face and they like pull their lips back when they hear like news that they don't think is a good thing? Like, you know that cringe look on your face? I don't know if our listeners can envision that. How many times I got that when I said I was moving to LA?
That's funny. You mean like from friends, like people who know that, who know you?
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Basically, people who are like, oh, LA, like, you know, earthquakes, mudslides. Let's see, what else? We've got a lot of traffic. We've got, you know, it's a different culture. But you know what? We went down to Santa Monica the other day and explored, and it's pretty cool. I mean, we're going to look into, like, see if we could live in West Hollywood and see what's over there, just to explore with, like, a blank mind. You know what I mean? That's, I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to give LA the benefit of the doubt.
I was hoping one of us would be able to sneak that in there, and you were the winner. You did it.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Well, Lindsay, I am excited to hear more about your adventures. And I think, yeah, it's good to give it the benefit of the doubt, because you don't want to go in with this idea, this expectation, like that, you know, you're not going to like something. You know, you want to really have an open mind.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what life's about. Reinventing yourself That's and giving right. yourself a chance to be someone new in a sense, but going into it with a blank mind. So what did I mean when I said that benefit of the doubt?
Yeah, Lindsay, you used this phrase and we're going to be talking about this today. So benefit of the doubt, guys, is a really great one. And we spoke about it in an episode kind of recently, I guess. And we were saying we should do a bonus episode on it. And so we should actually focus on the phrase because it's a really good one. It basically means to believe the best about someone or something, even if you're not quite sure at the time. So basically this idea about LA, right? So Lindsay is giving it, she's believing the best, even though she's not positive. She knows that there are some things that are going to be different and maybe a little bit hard to get used to, but she's having this open mind. She's not just, she's not going to have that cringe attitude like she talked about other people having.
Exactly. And I mean, I think most of the time we would use this to talk about a person more than a place or a thing. What do you think, Michelle?
I think so too. I think it's most frequently used to talk about a person. Well, let's see some examples. Okay. So here's one. So let's say your friend is late for lunch and you haven't heard from her. Okay. And so like you could get really mad, right? You could be like, oh, she's mad. She's late and she's not going to show up. And how could she not text me or whatever? So, but if you give her the benefit of the doubt, so that's instead of being mad at her immediately, you give this person the benefit of the doubt, right? Maybe she lost her phone. Maybe something happened and it's not that she intended to flake on you or not get in touch with you, but there's some bigger piece of the story. And so instead of like just getting angry right away, giving the benefit of the doubt and seeing what happened. Maybe actually she is flaking, but maybe you know, oh no, I know this person. She's not like this. And so I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt.
I love this. I feel like this is really, really important, obviously for connection and especially in dating. When you first start dating someone, you know, we can very easily jump to conclusions and think that the person is blowing us off. Right. But sometimes that is the case. Yes, sure. I mean, the dating world is tough, but sometimes maybe they did lose their phone or maybe, you know, something, there was an emergency in their family and they couldn't contact you. So I feel like this is a really good strategy to do this as much as we can in life to make sure we don't sever connections that could have otherwise been awesome.
Exactly. So like, what's another example, Lindsay?
Okay, so we take this to the workplace, right? So in this situation, let's imagine your boss didn't add you to an important email that everyone in the office was on and you found out about it from your friend at work. So instead of being angry, you can give your boss the benefit of the doubt, right? I mean, what could have happened there, Michelle?
Maybe they just forgot to add your name innocently. Mm-hmm. Maybe they thought that they added it in. Maybe, right? Yeah. It could have been anything, just a mistake. Not that they were saying, oh, Lindsay's not included on this, right?
Right. Exactly. And then in your romantic life, your love life, what could have happened? What about a situation with your partner?
Well, let's say, you know, you're having some debates about chores, right? Maybe you've asked your partner to take out the trash repeatedly and they just keep on not doing it. So maybe, you know, you just give them the benefit of the doubt because maybe you know that they've been tired and they'll probably do it later in that day, right? So like maybe you wake up and you see, oh, they still didn't take it out. Maybe you just give them a little bit extra time. That's a little bit different because you know that they're, you know, kind of not doing something, but still it's kind of like giving another chance.
Yeah, give them another chance. Give them kind of a pass, you could say, right? I like that too. Give them a pass. Yeah, this is good. This is also, you know, it's a peaceful way to live within our own minds, right? Because the way we treat other people is the way we feel inside our head throughout the day, you know?
Right. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, we're going to talk about that now, actually, some of the good things and the bad things about this mindset, you know? So again, we would say you give someone the benefit of the doubt, right? That's how you would use it. So, I mean, so yeah, Lindsay, we were talking about if this is a good thing, right? So what's a positive of giving someone the benefit of the doubt?
Definitely, Michelle. I mean, first of all, it just creates a state of relaxation in your head, right? Because you're not taking everything so personally, and you're realizing that there are other circumstances outside of you that might be, that you may not be able to see or may not have anything to do with you, but they're happening and they're affecting that, right?
Right, right, right. Exactly. Yeah, I think you just also, you have a more positive feeling about people. And I think that this actually makes you a nicer person and more understanding. Sure. Like, it just makes you more understanding, which builds connection. People feel like, okay, you're understanding. You're not going to get upset about things easily.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Do you think that New Yorkers give each other the benefit of the doubt on the train when, like, someone steps on someone's toes or cuts someone off?
I mean, no, I think the train is the worst place. I don't think that phrase exists when you're on the subway. No, I don't think that exists. No.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Yeah.
But yeah, like, also, you know, you just have an open mind, like Lindsay, when about LA.
Yes, yes, exactly, exactly. And like we said before, guys, at the beginning of the episode, we kind of took that, we stretched that word a little bit to apply to LA, because typically this would only be used talking about a person, but it works. You get the idea. I mean, yeah, I'm trying to keep an open mind. Here I am. The sun is shining. Yes, yes, exactly, exactly. And like we said before, guys, at the beginning of the episode, we kind of took that, we stretched that word a little bit to apply to LA, because typically this would only be used talking about a person, but it works. You get the idea. I mean, yeah, I'm trying to keep an open mind. Here I am. The sun is shining. There are a lot of really, really cool things about LA. I'm hoping to take my first surf lesson in a couple weeks. I mean, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Like, if I just take on the city, the culture of the city as my own, then I can give it the benefit of the doubt.
Right, right, exactly. I think you're gonna really like it, Lindsay.
I think so. You'll have to come out and see. We should have a work brainstorming session out here. We'll have to fly you out to LA. I mean, flights are pretty cheap, Michelle. New York to LA flights are really cheap.
Really?
Oh yeah. I know LA to Boston flights are insanely cheap. They're actually cheaper than Colorado to Boston, which makes no sense.
Really? Okay, I'm going to have to look that up. That would be, oh my gosh. Yeah, I haven't been to LA in a while, but I do like visiting. So,
that would be awesome.
But yeah, so what's some of the dangers of giving, giving, if you overdo it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we have to toe the line here. We have to find that balance. Yeah. We have to, because the negative piece could be that if you do it too much, then people might think that they can walk all over you. And I do like that term, Michelle. Walk, I feel like that one will have to be a keyword for today.
I think so too.
Yes.
So keywords. Michelle, when you're looking through this episode later on, I'm talking to you. Get this one.
Are you talking to yourself on the show?
I'm talking to myself in the future.
That's awesome. I love it. Guys, if you don't know what we're talking about, if you are not using our iOS app, you really should be, because hundreds of students are already over there. They're listening inside the app, and now they can tap the words that we have pre-selected for you, and you can save words so you can create your personal power vocabulary list. And guys, these are words that are going to up the level of your English, right? If you can remember them and use them, review them in the app and use them in conversations, it will change your level.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, these are a lot of fun. I'm trying to sift through the best possible words for you guys.
Yeah, guys. So to get that app on your iOS device, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. All right. So what else, Michelle?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you don't want people to think that they can walk all over you because you're just going to say, oh, that's probably nothing. It's probably fine. You know, and another thing is you might get disappointed kind of frequently, right? I mean, sometimes things happen and people don't do the right thing. And I think what you said, Lindsay, about finding that balance is important, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to just always think, you know, like if you have a friend who's consistently has a pattern of doing the wrong thing, you know, yeah, you can give the benefit of a doubt to a certain extent, but at a certain point, you're just going to get disappointed over and over. So if you kind of realize, you know, this person has a pattern, maybe it will happen again, you might not get as disappointed. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it is about that balance. It's about your relationship with the person. You have to decide. But guys, having this word in your vocabulary, I mean, this is a next level term, right? I mean, this is definitely a very natural term for natives to use. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I think it's a great one. And you know, guys, if you do give people the benefit of the doubt too often, you might end up kind of resentful. Like it might kind of turn you into like a cranky person if you do it too much, if you get too disappointed. So I think the point is that everything is good in moderation. You know, Lindsay, I think if someone makes the occasional mistake, that's one thing, but don't let it go too far. And there's this phrase that I wanted to teach is sometimes if you give people an inch, they will take a mile. Lindsay, you know that one?
Ooh, I love that. Totally know that one. I love that one. And that's so good. It's wise. You know, it's wise. And it's also, I don't know, I think it's, that's wise. And there's also at times when that's not true, right? Because some people just appreciate what you get, but it's good to keep that in mind, you know, based on who you're giving the benefit of the doubt to. Who are you working with? Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So I think overall it's a good way to live, to just have that open mind. So but this phrase is super, super helpful. I just wanted to throw out two more that are kind of similar, just real quick before we end today. So what's the first one, Lindsay?
Okay, so what other phrase you mean? Are we looking for another
that's
phrase?
Similar. Okay.
Yeah. So to trust that, right? Mm. So for example, trust that she didn't mean to ignore you. Maybe she didn't see you. So trust that. I love that.
Right. And the next one, the second one we're going to do is have faith someone. It's have faith someone. Have faith in someone. Excuse me.
We're dropping our prepositions all over the place.
I just, you know, just whatever. Forget it. Oh my gosh. Last night on Jeopardy, there was totally an episode, a category about parts of speech.
And no.
I was super excited. Oh, I was nerding out. I was
You were rocking it because you're average American. I'm telling you, they have no idea what a phrasal verb is. They know how to use them, but they have no idea what a phrasal verb is. That's for sure.
Right. Yeah. So this one, to have faith in someone. So I know he's late, but have faith in him. He is never late.
That's awesome. I love that. Have faith in someone. Yeah, it's true. And we have to make that decision. But now we have the tools to talk about it. I love it. I mean, what's the takeaway today, Michelle?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, really this phrase and just this idea behind it, right? You have to decide when to give someone the benefit of the doubt and when is it going too far that they take advantage of you. So, I mean, I think it's ultimately a good thing, but, you know, you have to decide, is this a person who has a pattern of having a certain behavior, or, you know, you have to decide when should you give someone the benefit of the doubt. And guys, use this phrase in these situations. So when you're excusing someone and believing the best in them, right? You could say, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt, right? It's a really good phrase to use.
I love
anything
it.
Anything else you want to add, Lindsay?
I mean, guys, make your decision. I mean, trying to be generous in how we are towards people is the way that I personally want to default in the world, right? I don't want to default to always being suspicious of people.
Right.
Because that's actually painful in my own mind, right?
Right.
So I think I could be more peaceful if I can just default to that more. So that's the way I want to live. That's what I'm always aspiring to. And guys, you decide on your own personal style, but now you have the tools to talk about it. So, you know, open a conversation with a friend about this. Like, what do you tend to do? Do you tend to give people the benefit of the doubt or not? Now you have the vocabulary for it, guys. And remember, guys, to get more vocab, like we said, make sure you are using the iOS app. So go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses on your iOS device. All right.
Okay. Yay! Well, this has been fun. Glad to record with you again, Lindsay.
I know, Michelle. It's always good to be back on the mic. So yeah, happy to be recording, and I'll see you in the next episode.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye, guys.
All right. Take care. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.